Welcome to Carolina Business on Fire. This is your host, Michelle O'Connor. The show is sponsored by O'Connor Insurance Associates. O'Connor Insurance is an independent insurance agency specializing in relationships and providing customized solutions to meet your business, personal, and life insurance needs. For more information, you can check out their website at oianc.com. Carolina Business on Fire was created by business owners for business owners, exposing business success in the Carolinas one small business at a time. Carolina Business on Fire shares the amazing success stories of businesses in our community with business owners you wish you had met 5 years ago. Listen in as guests on our show share their strategies to inspire you to take your business to the level where it is on fire. Today we are talking with Dr. Karen Oldham. Dr. Oldham is a licensed clinical psychologist with almost 25 years of experience. During this time, Karen has served numerous individuals, families, and groups. Her areas of clinical expertise include stress, trauma, depression, anxiety, conflicted relationships, and childhood and adolescent development. Several years ago, Karen was introduced to mindfulness in a professional setting for psychologists, and she is going to share with us her work and a new partnership with The Potential Project. Hi, Dr. Karen. How are you today?
I'm well, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being on the show. I'm super excited to hear about your new project and how that can affect, be a positive benefit to small businesses in Charlotte. Before we get started, though, tell me a little bit about your background and how you got started in the business.
Okay. Well, I'm a licensed clinical psychologist. So about 25 years ago now, after finishing my degree, I set out to open my own practice, my own business, and work independently as a clinical psychologist. I did that for several years, and I've been here in Charlotte for 16 now. And about 5 or 7 years ago now, I went to a continuing education workshop on mindfulness, and I started incorporating mindfulness into my clinical work.
So tell me exactly what mindfulness is, because I think everyone might have a different impression, but what is that?
Sure. Mindfulness is actually kind of in an oversimplified way, the boiling down or the training of our attention. And there's lots of science and research that's been done to demonstrate that focusing and training our attention is crucial to success.
I love it. I love it. So all the small business owners that are running around with attention deficit disorder, this could be very
right.
Useful in helping us to
yes.
Slow down.
Absolutely. And actually, there's some good business research out of Stanford Business School that has called what we do in our work setting and our work life, they've coined the term the attention deficit trait. And that because of the kind of busied, pressured, distracted work environments that we're working in, we're actually training our brains as adults in our work environments to have this attention deficit trait. So smart of you, Michelle. Yes, that's exactly what research and science is doing.
So tell me how, are you a Charlotte native, first of all?
Nope, I am not. I've been here 16 years now.
So how did you land in Charlotte, since most of our small businesses are folks that have come from somewhere else? I find it fascinating to hear how you got here and why you picked the city.
Sure. So when I came, I was with a partner who was in banking and finance. And so I came to this area as a spouse who was transferred here. And with some reluctance, with some hesitancy, I did my training in Florida and started my family there. However, the very first time I came to Charlotte, I fell in love with it. The environment, the trees, being able to be outside, and quickly made it home. And so I have no intention of leaving. I love Charlotte. This is my home. This is where I'm going to stay. And the network of people that I've built and developed over the last 16 years is really important to me. Both personally and professionally, my colleagues, the folks that I work with, the folks that I serve, Can't imagine leaving Charlotte. This is just where I'm meant to be.
Well, I couldn't agree with that sentiment more. We feel the same way about this city, that's for sure. So how tell me how your practice is transitioning right now from what you had been doing to what you're going to, how you're going to transition to a new project.
Sure. So after I was exposed to mindfulness, I started my own personal practice. I, at the workshop at the CEU conference that I went to, we practiced mindfulness within the first 3 minutes of starting the workshop, and I was absolutely hooked. I loved it. I felt a sense of calm and peace. I was really intrigued. So I went home and I just, you know, jumped in head first, really into the shallow end, but just started researching and looking into it and practicing and learning all that I could. And really just went on my own personal journey of what is mindfulness and how it would affect and impact my life. I felt such a transition and such a radical change in my life that I couldn't not help bring it to work. Like, I had to share this and teach this. And so at that point, I wrote a class called the Beginner's Mindfulness Practice, which is an 8-hour course. And I've been teaching that, I think, for about 4 years now, and I'm on class 17. It just continues to flourish and grow. And that's a class that I teach to just small groups of individuals who are wanting to begin and learn, understand how mindfulness can help their lives. So sometimes I do that in schools. Sometimes I do that for other mental health professionals or teachers. Sometimes I do it in small businesses, organizations that are, again, wanting to bring this to their work. And then most recently, with joining the Potential Project, I'm doing this work in Fortune 500 companies.
Very cool. So tell me a little bit about the Potential Project. What is the Potential Project?
Yes. So I guess a little bit of backstory of how I got involved with the Potential Project. About 2 years ago, I had quite a health scare and was literally laying in bed recovering and reading a mindfulness magazine. And I had been doing so much recovering and laying around, I was actually reading the very back pages, you know, where they have like advertisements and like the little blurb from that business. I was getting pretty bored. Yeah. So I was down to reading that. But how lucky, how fortuitous, because I read this little small, like, business card-sized advertisement for, if you like practicing mindfulness, if you have a personal practice and you're a teacher of mindfulness, because those two pieces don't always go together, and if you want to work in large companies, businesses, and organizations, send your interest to this address. And I thought, oh, my gosh, you've got to be kidding me. And I read it out loud. And my husband literally said to me, no, 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 honey, you're missing one line. You didn't read the top. And I said, no, I'm not. What are you talking about? He goes, it says, Dear Karen. I was like, oh, my gosh, right. It's perfect. Anyway.
It is perfect.
It is perfect. So I then set out on the journey and did their training and investigated their organization. And I was lucky and fortunate enough to be chosen to be part of the Potential Project and to be a representative with another colleague here in Charlotte delivering this Fortune 500 corporate-based mindfulness training. So,
First of all, congratulations. Project. That's amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm really humbled, but I'm also really excited. The organization Potential Project was started 10 years ago in Denmark. Corporate-based mindfulness training grew first in Europe, then in China, and also in Australia, and is now growing in North America. And so that's why this is kind of new and topical and exciting, because some things that have been happening in other parts of the world are now starting to happen here, and specifically bringing this into Charlotte. So
now, why do you think, this is your impression, of course, but why do you think it's taken so long for it to get to North America?
Because we needed the facts, the research, the science, and the data to prove to us that mindfulness, quote unquote, works. As Westerners, we just needed that good, solid, sound research, and again, the proof and the facts as to why it works. And because of the advances in technology and science, we now have all of that data. And the data is pretty astounding that mindfulness improves across the board numerous factors in organizations.
So tell me a little bit about what kind of things it improves.
That's a good question. So we break down the results of what improves into three broad areas. The first area is effectiveness and efficiency. So individual employees' effectiveness and efficiency on the job, their productivity increases when folks practice mindfulness. The second area of improvement is in the area of energy management and creativity. So being able to think outside the box and be creative and have the energy to not be drained and rigid and stuck. And then the third area that changes is what we call resilience, or an ability to tolerate stress. So things like job satisfaction improves, health and wellness, decrease in stress, a decrease in emotional reactivity, more of a calmness and a pleasantness. So it's some pretty dramatic changes.
Really dramatic. I can see how businesses of all sizes would really benefit from improvements in any of those areas, let alone all three of those areas.
Absolutely. And part of where I'm passionate about this and bringing it to a work environment is that so many of us experience so much distress at work, and we spend such a huge amount of our time at work. It's a big part of our days. And so it's a perfect place then to work on rewiring our brain so we can have better balance, resilience, more energy, more creativity. And the neat part is that when you practice that and learn that at work, you do get to bring it home. It affects personal as well.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, usually it's the other way around. Your spouse brings all of the bad stuff home from work, not the good stuff. So how refreshing would
that
be?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You mentioned Fortune 500 companies. That's the target for the potential project. Now, how will you, as another small business owner that goes after businesses or wants to do business with businesses that are often larger than I am, what's going to be your strategy for getting in the door to the Fortune 500 companies?
Well, as you know me pretty well, Michelle, my biggest strategy is my passion. So it's my personal practice of mindfulness. Seeing the change and the passion that it's created in my life. So it's my own personal experience. The second piece that goes with that is that there's proof in the pudding, that there is sound business research and data that I can show, that I can demonstrate the effectiveness of why this may be useful for a Fortune 500 company. So it's credible. And the next piece then, or the third piece, is that I'm not doing this by myself. That I am doing this with the support of an international organization, the Potential Project, and that's why I joined. I was teaching mindfulness in companies and some corporations on a small scale before I joined the Potential Project. Well, now I have the support of this international organization. I have the tools, I have resources, but to be honest with you, that's really probably a very small portion of what's getting me in the door. I'm using my network, the people that I know, folks that believe in what I do and trust my professionalism, and they are inviting me in and wanting to hear about what I'm enthusiastic about.
That's fantastic. You mentioned network earlier, and I know that for a lot of businesses in the Charlotte area, that is the essence of continuing the business and growing the business, is your network of connections. It's such an important component. So now tell me about
how we get
small
tired
business...
Of though.
Oh. Go ahead, please.
Well, I was just going to make a comment on networking because, you know, being someone who's owned my own practice for years, networking, and at some point it's like, oh, it's exhausting. It's so tiring. It can be really difficult. And it is because it is all about those connections and relationships. And sometimes I think we don't really appreciate or maybe don't always have the same understanding of networking. And my understanding of networking has shifted in the last probably 8 months of doing this work. It doesn't feel so cumbersome or difficult. And that's the part that's let go that I think is really important. So it's not
now,
always
has that come
about
from your mindfulness? Has that shifted?
Absolutely.
That's an extremely interesting point because you're right. Networking can be tedious. It can be tiresome. You don't always know what to do after you've done all that great networking.
Right. Absolutely.
Now what?
Absolutely. 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 And so I just had a real shift in perspective and decided that what I was going to share was what I know well, which is mindfulness. And I wasn't going to sell the potential project, and I also wasn't going to sell mindfulness, and I wasn't going to promote myself. I was going to be myself, and in my interactions and in my contacts with folks, whether it's having a cup of coffee, meeting on the street, because someone introduces us, I was going to be present. I was going to be present. I was going to be myself and let it be without an attachment to an outcome. And it's really grown from that perspective.
Thank you for sharing that, because that is an extremely important point. And when we get busy and tired and we're worried about where the next sale is coming from, it's
right.
Something that we often forget.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Myself included. Yes. And I still forget
it's
that.
Almost
I have to remind myself all the time.
Well, it's almost back to like networking 101. It's the foundation of a relationship is being yourself, being
right.
present.
Right. That's exactly
That's
right.
That's fabulous. Now, I know that Fortune 500 companies are not your only target that you're sharing this information with. You mentioned a class that you do
right.
for small businesses. So how can a small
mm-hmm.
business owner learn more about mindfulness?
So many different ways. I mean, there are certainly books. The founder of the Potential Project is coming out with a book that is being released in November. And
very exciting.
So there are books. There are also things on the web, just to kind of Google and look up mindfulness at work, mindfulness in the workplace, but also myself. I mean, I go in and teach classes for small businesses and organizations. So that's one of the things I do as an independent consultant separate from the Potential Project, as Karen Oldham, psychologist in Charlotte. And that's on my website. I have a mindfulness at work page on my website.
Oh, fantastic. I will link that up for our audience so that they can get more information. And any other resources, maybe you could give me the link to where they could find out more about that book as well when it's released. That sounds like it would be a
mm-hmm.
good tool as well.
Yeah.
So throughout
yeah,
this
it's coming out November
3rd.
It's called One Second Ahead.
One Second Ahead. Excellent.
Yeah.
So throughout this whole experience, what do you think the most important thing that you've accomplished has been?
I think because of where we're at in Charlotte in terms of introducing this new skill, this new way of working, the most important thing that I've offered is my passion and my enthusiasm and my willingness to present and talk about it. So going out to companies and organizations and just giving talks, 45-minute, 30-minute talks about what is mindfulness, how does it work, you know, really quoting some of that research and some of that data and talking a little bit about what a program actually looks like and then letting people test drive it. I do a little practice with folks and I say, this is what it's about. See what you think.
That's great. I love it. I love it. Yeah, most people need to touch and feel.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You need to know, yeah, mindfulness is this concept or idea. How does that look? What does that feel like? And gather your attention, collect your focus. What in the world does that mean? There's a specific training that goes with that. So, yeah, I teach people a little bit about that training and then let them try it on and see what they think.
Absolutely. If you tell most business owners to gather their focus, that's a moment of panic.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's not a concept or an idea. It's an experience.
And that's the most important takeaway.
Mm-hmm. It really is. It really is.
So where do you
experience it?
Where do you see yourself and this portion of your business and how it's growing? Where do you see yourself in 10 years? How do you think that this will have changed the way you do business and the way that maybe other businesses do business as well?
I'm smiling big right now because you say in 10 years. I think in 10 years I'll probably be retired, Michelle.
No, so, don't say that. You've got a lot of work to do.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I'm getting old here. So, but where I see myself going, because this was really intentional, where I see myself going is that I'm seeing patients at my office about 2 days a week, 2.5 days a week. So the other 2.5 days of my work life are delivering the potential project. And so if that's giving a presentation and exposing people to what mindfulness is, if that's teaching a class, a beginner's mindfulness practice class, one of my own classes, or if that's teaching a corporate-based mindfulness training class, that's really what I see myself doing my other half of my work life. For me, that feels like work-life balance, because I get to do these kind of two different areas. And I have a vision of continuing to share that and spread that, but I don't have a specific attachment to something has to happen, like it has to be one way or this way. I'm trying to just be really open and creative and watch how it unfolds. And I'm finding that that is creating a lot of momentum and is really moving this forward. I've been really surprised how quickly things are taken off in Charlotte in the last 8 months.
I love it. I'm so excited for you because of all of the passion that you have in this project, for sure. It's certainly contagious in wanting to learn more about it. And I love that it's intentional, even though you're not very old, that it's intentional that you're shifting your you're shifting
yes.
what you want to do.
Yes, absolutely.
It's a very valuable business lesson for business owners that you don't need to work until, you know, the early 90s, that you can actually have an intentional shift.
Absolutely. And to find that balanced, I think, to be open to, you know, as a clinical psychologist, I opened my office and hung out my shingle to see patients, and I deal a lot with depression and anxiety and stress and those kinds of issues. And so as I saw myself growing and changing, I didn't stifle that. I really didn't feel like I could, quite honestly. I kind of went with it. And so that entrepreneurial spirit of going with it and kind of getting behind the energy as opposed to forcing it so much, does that make sense?
It does make sense, a lot of sense. I think as a small business owner, we can often be guilty of stifling ourselves without realizing we're doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I remember in the beginning of my practice years, I always worried about, well, where's the next patient going to come from? And, you know, how am I going to pay the bills? And I bought this office and I need to take care of my children and all of those worries that we have as business owners. And I remember at some point just saying, you know, I can pick something different to worry about every single day and every moment if I want to. But at some point, I actually have to just believe in myself that I'm good at this, that I have something to offer, and that something is valuable. And the value will come to me as it is supposed to. And so that was huge in the first few years of practice, and that's just continued to sustain me.
That is a wonderful point, and thank you for sharing that. I think we often get client coming from because you panic after you've bought the office and, you know, you've turned the lights on and hung out the shingle.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And you need to feed your family.
I think that panic is really normal and really natural. Once you kind of get a few years under your belt and some perspective, you can let some of that go. And I think once we let that go, that's when the creativity happens. That's when direction and things unfold for us.
Absolutely. Well, I cannot thank you enough for sharing all this information and your passion and your lessons in business, because you've certainly shared a lot. I love the Potential Project, and I love corporal mindfulness. I can't wait to hear more from you about it. Thank you very, very much for your time today. You've been a wonderful, wonderful guest, and I look forward to chatting with you again soon.
Michelle, thank you so much. I'm really humbled that you asked me to be a part of the program, and I believe in you a ton, and I love what you're doing for Charlotte Business on Fire. It's awesome.
Thank you, Dr. Oldham, for being on our show today. Your passion is truly contagious, and you've inspired all of us to look into corporate mindfulness and learn more about the concept and how we might be able to apply it in our work and home balance. Thank you to our audience for listening. I hope this has sparked something in you to ignite your business to be on fire. You can listen to more episodes of Carolina Business on Fire on our website at carolinabusinessonfire.com. And thanks again to our sponsor, O'Connor Insurance Associates. O'Connor Insurance, ensuring your peace of mind. You can check them out at oianc.com.